The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Everybody, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of May, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it's here. The new Apple TV app. You know, the one they announced way back in March. Well, now you can get it on your iOS device, your Apple TV, and Samsung's latest smart TVs. Of course, this all has to do with the new lineup of Apple TV paid channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, FX. Of course, this is only if you're in the U.S. Giving you the subscriber to subscribe directly through Apple TV, right in the Apple TV app. Now, I gotta say, though, once you launch the new Apple TV app, it kind of looks similar. The layout, pretty much the same. The up next section is at the top that rounds out the shows, movies, sports, you know, stuff you've already started watching or been watching. Below that is what to see. That's where Apple will kind of show you, hey, you may be interested in this, or yeah, you might want to check that out. Now that's on the Apple TV apps. What about on Samsung's TVs? Well, that's a little bit more on the streamlined side, shall we say. It is actually strictly revolving around content you can get from Apple. Basically, your purchased or rented TV shows and movies, and also your Apple TV channels. You, however, though, won't find any tie-ins with third-party apps, say like Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, or those ones you get from those cable providers. Nope, not gonna find it there. Bitcoin. You never know what it's doing out there in the old markets, do you? One day it's down, next day it's up. Heck, it's over 8,000 now. Tomorrow it might be down to 4. We just don't know. Regardless, though, what are you doing with all those Bitcoins lying around? Well, Flexa's hoping you'll be able to use them for some food. What the heck am I talking about with this Flexa? Well, it's a new payment network. It allows you to send cryptocurrencies to physical stores. And currently it works with retailers including GameStop and even Whole Foods. Of course, Flexa's ultimate goal is to support any cryptocurrency to pay any merchant. Basically, how Flexa works, it generates a QR code that you scan at the checkout register. The merchant actually receives the immediate payment in dollars, and that equivalent actually comes out of your cryptocurrency account. And it's all done in a just old, like that, yeah. Now, no, this doesn't really sound like anything new, because it isn't. Coinbase, they launched their Visa debit card that takes cryptocurrency out of your digital wallet. Yeah, kind of, but not the same. Then there was also another one in the U.S. that actually closed down in April. Again, a credit card type-based currency converter that unfortunately only lasted for 3 years. Flexa, I'm sure, is hoping for a lot longer terms. And finally, yeah, a place that isn't accepting cryptocurrency yet. Talking about Amazon. We're talking about when you order something from Amazon and it's something screwed up. You didn't get the right item and then you got to call. Yeah, it's a headache. Now, most of the time you can blame the shipping department. Well, now we'll be able to blame robots. Now, I know we heard just recently Amazon said they're 10 years away from having automated robots do all your shipping for you. But there's some testing underway already. Apparently, these robots can build 600 to 700 boxes per hour. And as you probably guess, that's a hell of a lot faster than what a human can do. Therefore, they're hoping it will get your order out even faster. Good for us consumers, definitely not good if you're working at Amazon, particularly in the shipping department. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can hop on over there and check out all of our wonderful BTN podcasts. You can look at our blog there, too, and review section for all of your techie goody stuff, particularly stuff if you're looking forward to buying. Maybe we reviewed it. Maybe you ought to take a look and see if it's worth buying. So much over there for you. Check it out now, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room. You can do that today by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. I hope it's better than today's was.
It wasn't very good, was it? Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. And until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.